Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
LB, we are about to go inside the simple male mind.
Okay.
So if you are a woman and you are confused about the very simple, very basic, very Neanderthal-like brain of a man in your life, text your question right now to 97107, and LB will allow you inside that brain briefly. Here is a 617 text. My boyfriend and I have been dating for 2 months. I found a pink thing on his floor the other morning. He says it was his ex's that he dumped out of a bag, and he wasn't very apologetic. But when I get mad over something stupid, he usually is extremely apologetic. What gives?
Well,
pink thing on the floor.
Yeah. Well, how long's his ex been gone, number one? I mean, yeah. did he just kick her out like 3 months ago?
Uh-huh.
I mean, why would there be one random...
Uh-huh.
Pair of underwear in a bag. That seems kind of sketchy to me.
Maybe they fell out of the sky. A plane dropped a bag. Is that something?
I will say this.
Yeah.
So he chose that as an excuse.
Yeah.
I had something like this happen to me.
Really?
But
in case Annie's listening.
No, it was when I was younger and I had my apartment in Malden. It didn't come with laundry.
Yeah.
But the laundry place was next door.
Right.
I did my laundry. I brought my laundry home, folded my laundry in the bedroom. Someone had left a pair of underwear in the dryer.
A random pair of panties. Danielle hates that word.
My girlfriend at the time.
She was very upset. Yeah, she lost
angry.
Her. Yeah.
About, I don't know, 6 months later, we did laundry together, same laundromat, brought laundry back, 2 pairs of underwear in my laundry, and it was my beat my chest. I told ya.
Who was the random panty lever at the laundromat you were going to? That's what.
Maybe they get stuck inside the machine sometimes. Centrifugal force.
Well, it's like they get stuck in the washer. You use the washer, then they come loose, and they're in your laundry, and you put them in the dryer.
All right, so it could be a legit excuse.
Could be.
508 text.
I doubt it, though.
508, I talked to my ex on the phone after several months one night recently. We had both been drinking. It was a great conversation of just catching up and seeing how each other was doing. He even said something about stopping in to see me at work. The next day, I got a text about leaving him alone, and he was really mean about it. What gives?
Wow.
He's got a girlfriend.
You just missed the other person that was coming to visit him at work.
Yeah.
So he was drunk. He said how he really felt.
That's what you do when you talk to your exes and you're drunk.
You get sentimental.
Because all you remember is the good times. You remember 20% of the good times, and you don't bring up the 80% of the Dalai Lama brawls that you used to get into. Mm-hmm.
Especially this time of year, right?
People get sentimental about that.
Yeah. No. 774 text. I'm a single woman, and a guy I used to hook up with has been bugging me forever to sleep with him again. When I finally hit him up, he ignores me, but then he continues to ask me to repeatedly come over. What the heck?
I don't know. I don't know why he's playing the game. I'm not like that. The only thing that when it comes to this situation, I always say, when he's horny and his girlfriend isn't around, he wants to hook up with you. And then when she is around, he ignores you.
Uh-huh. 978 text.
You know, when you have a girlfriend, you think you have a day. You go to plan the day because he just wants to knock you down one time.
Right.
And then she plans something and he can't do it.
978 text. My husband of 32 years has been carrying on with a stripper, and he flirts with a friend's wife. I am devastated, and I am going to a lawyer Is this just a midlife crisis?
Well, no. You're going to a lawyer. I think it's way past having the sit down.
So it's not a midlife crisis.
No,
it's probably
guys
time
do it
to,
all the time. Women time do it all the time. People trade up.
Yeah.
You know, like I would not be surprised if, you know, Annie said one day, hey, look, you know,
she traded up.
Yeah.
She got the pool boy or.
Yeah. My wife's only what, 36?
Yeah. 617 text. My boyfriend started spanking me during the act.
All right.
It was fun at first, and I told him I liked it. But now it seems like he's getting a little carried away using his belt.
Oh,
whoa.
It's starting
that's
to hurt
level.
A little.
Whoa.
But he loves it, and I want to make him happy. What's the solution?
You got to tell him to lighten up, Francis.
Yeah, put back the plain spanking.
Yeah, put the
bring
belt
the belt
away.
Is that why you have your belt out, Greg?
I mean, enough.
No, it doesn't fit after Thanksgiving. That's why I don't have my belt on.
And not for nothing. The next time you have a session, get him to bend over and have at it.
Right?
See how he likes it.
Right?
617 text. My boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years. But when he comes to my house, he forgets his phone. What's going on with that?
Oh, please.
Forgets his phone.
Yeah, I forgot my phone every time.
Nobody forgets their phone.
Yeah, no.
Maybe like once a year.
No one survives without their phone. The only time you forget your phone is when you're in a fog in the morning going to work.
Right. When you forget your phone, you go back to get it. You don't just keep going to your destination.
Yeah. Let's see. I was in a relationship with a guy who's the father of my children. He's never been much of a dad. My kids found him cheating on me, and they don't like him. I met him last night for closure, and when it was over, I posted pictures of him and told her about it. Why is he mad at me now? So he told the girl that he's cheating on her with, that he was with the guy that, I mean,
that seems
this is kind of a drama thing, right? I mean,
yeah, it's always what's best for the kids.
Yes, right?
Right? Do what's best for the kids.
Try to get over your own anger, frustration, etc.
Yeah, you got to move on. Make good for the little ones.
339 text. I slept over my boyfriend's house for the first time the other day. I got up early in the morning to go to the bathroom, hoping that he wouldn't notice. But when I got back to bed, he immediately went to the bathroom. Ever since then, he has asked that I don't sleep over because he has to go to the office earlier than usual. Is it because I went number two in his bathroom and he doesn't want me?
What's wrong with guys? Tell the guy to
chill out.
Everybody poops.
Everybody poops.
Well, he thought she's beautiful. He thought she didn't. He thought it wouldn't smell. He thought it would smell like roses.
They went out for tacos and red wine the night before, and she blew it up.
Right.
It happens, man. Yeah.
That's the key, though. You got to wait till he gets up to pee. Then you go after him. Then you get a little leeway.
Oh, you go after he goes. You have to hold it until he goes. And then
again, it's one of those things. If that's an issue, then I dump the dude.
No pun intended. All right. We're going inside the simple male mind. And if you're a woman, you can text the WAAF Tech Needs text line with your question, and LB will allow you a glimpse, a rare glimpse, inside that very basic, simple male mind. Let's see. Here's somebody just checking in on an earlier text. For years, I've had to defend myself against random panties appearing in my laundry. No girlfriend would ever believe the laundromat story at first. So apparently it's a very common thing.
Yeah.
Believable. Here is a 774 text. I have been with my boyfriend for a while now, and we are very into one another. How do I bring out the possibility of living together without freaking him out, or how would I know if he's already thinking about it?
Well, you're adults. Go for a glass of wine and an appetizer and say, hey, listen.
What do you think?
What do you think?
Want to move in?
Want to move in?
He won't freak out, right? He might freak out.
You know, but there's random questions you got to answer. How long? Yeah. How long have you been together? You going to split the rent?
Right. Mm-hmm. Who's paying what?
Yeah, right. You know,
yeah.
Splitting the rent, splitting the food bill, or is it sex for a roof over your head and vittles?
774 text. I have been sleeping with a married man that has been married for 32 years. Recently, my boyfriend found out and he wants to tell his wife. What should I do?
Busted.
Run.
Yeah, there's not a lot you can do. You gotta pick.
You gotta warn the husband. The guy you're sleeping with.
Well, it depends on who you care about more. You're gonna have to cut ties. You're gonna have to pick a side.
Boyfriend's still a loose cannon though. Yeah. Even if you sever ties with the married guy, he still can go off. Well, be like, you know what? F you. Drop the bomb.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's tough.
I don't know if I'd be too happy if Annie was hitting some dude that was my age.
Right. Here's an 857 text.
Especially one in better shape.
Yeah. Here's an 857 text. My boyfriend and I have been together for 7 years. Up until about a year ago, we had an amazing sex life. Lately, he complains that we never have sex, but when I try to get close in bed, he either turns over or pretty much says no. Hmm. What's the deal with that? Why would he fight with me because we don't have sex, but then turn me away?
Have you put on some extra weight? Or I just don't understand the games people play when it comes to the bedroom.
Maybe he wants you to do butt stuff.
It sounds to me that he's using the sex thing
as an excuse
either
for
get you to go to the gym or get you to do something.
Interesting. Yeah.
Then he takes it away. But I wouldn't put up with it.
All right. 617
Or actually, well, no, I don't want to go there.
Okay. 617-931-1AAF is the number to call, or you can text. If you would like to go inside the Simple Male Mind, we have another 5 or 6 minutes to do that this morning. 40-year-old divorced woman here. I've been casually dating a guy since the end of summer. Weekly, he asks me what I'm doing, but he doesn't make plans to go out. I'm the one who has to initiate and make the plans. Last week, he said he wished I lived closer. Mm. What does this mean? Is it too soon to ask about being exclusive?
Wow, you're a 40-year-old divorcee. Is that what you want? You want to be exclusive with somebody again?
Mm-hmm. How long? Maybe the marriage was a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe she got married young.
Well, yeah, but it seems to me if she always has to plan the adventures, that allows him to it seems to me like he has a girlfriend.
Has on the side or something.
Or he dates other people.
Yeah.
Because he can't plan stuff because he doesn't know when his dates are going to be free. Because the other person. And then if you plan the date, he can plan ahead and set it up.
The other one around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So complicated.
Really is.
This one says, please don't mention this area code.
Okay.
I have been having fantasies about a threesome with my husband and a good friend of ours. I've never wanted a threesome with two men previously.
Oh.
I don't know if I should bring it up or how.
That's awkward.
That's
tough, man.
Two-guy threesomes only happen when the two guys are best buds and have spent naked time together.
Really?
Yeah, and you're a slut. Otherwise, like if you're in a relationship with one, it's real hard to bring another dude into
buddy. That's just uncomfortable.
You think she shouldn't bring it up to the husband? He's not going to appreciate
that. Unless you already know that he likes playing the cuckold role.
Unless he doesn't care. But it seems the way you're explaining it, that would be a tough sell, my dear.
Just keep it in your head and love your hubby.
Go to Newport and have the three.
Newport. Good place to go. Newport, of course. Yes, good place. Let's see. Where is this? My boyfriend is 24. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he still lives with his parents. I know that since he is living there rent free, he ought to have some basic respect for.
You want me to find it?
Yeah, see that one right there? It's 978. Well, unfortunately, when the text messages start to come in, I think that She is looking to know when he's going out or what the, like, the parents have rules. The father is opens his mail, pries into the personal aspects of their relationship.
I get it, but I got to jump around. You want me to get there?
Can you just summarize it? Yeah. Basically,
boyfriend's 24. He lives with his parents. He should have some basic respect for their rules, but his father is ridiculous, pries into personal aspects of the relationship, makes the kid have a curfew, be home at certain times, get mad when he go out, gets mad.
I think it's I think it's starting to break up.
It's really starting to affect our relationship because I want to date an adult, not a 24-year-old with a curfew.
Well, that's you just answered it, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that really just
say it's me or your parents.
Yeah.
If you like them that much,
move out.
It seems like it's not much of a super fun relationship.
Here's a 781 text. What's the best way to get your boyfriend to clean his place? It's a disaster.
Shut him off. Cut him off.
Shut him off?
No sex until you
clean your apartment? Yeah.
What's it take?
Yeah.
$80 every... If it's that bad, $80 a month, once a month, cleaning lady comes in, rips through the place.
Well, clean. Yeah, so, get it clean.
So it's 75% cleaner.
Here's a text. I'm new to the show. Does LB get paid by the Newport Travel Advisory Board to plug them as much as possible?
You laugh at me. I just don't, you laugh at me, but do people buy condos at ski mountains?
Yes.
Do they go to the same place every weekend? Yes. You get a house down the Cape. Do you go to the house on the Cape every weekend?
Right.
Newport, boss. I don't, you can't wrap your head around it until you go there in the summer. And with the winter, it slows down a lot. It's local traffic. But, the summer times I say it all the time when you guys bust my nuts, but it's single people and business people that want to have a great time from Washington, from Philly, from New York, from Connecticut.
Really, best place to be,
New
right?
Hampshire.
You love it. It's Newport. They need a commercial, like a TV commercial with you saying, it's Newport. Well, go to Newport.
I try and explain to people. People,
hey, kid.
I get
it's
it.
Newport,
I go to the,
kid.
I go to the Cape to see Jay at the Courtyard. Same bartender there every Friday, Saturday night.
No. Yeah. Yes, there is.
Same chicks there every Friday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night.
Right.
You get five different bars in the Cape to go to. Same chicks there every night. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Newport, different chicks every weekend. Got their own money, got their own cars, got their own places.
All right. Well, that is Inside the Simple Mail Mind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.